Her bubble of anger popped. She sobbed against him.
I'm sorry, Zach. I don't want to hurt you.
He rubbed his chin in her hair.
You'll never hurt me. I'm your watcher. Seems like I've warned everyone I'm your official ledge talker offer dude.
That's not what I meant, she whispered.
He chuckled, then looked down at her, forcing her to meet his gaze. He stood 6 inches taller than her 5'6".
Baby, I need to let you in on a little secret. I'm in your brain the way you're in mine. I know about your life sentence from Baba Bitchhead.
She sniffled.
You do?
He stroked her chin.
Yeah, I know you tried to keep it a secret from me. Please don't feel guilty. It's okay. Just because we don't check up together in this life doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy what you've got.
He tipped his head toward the dragons.
I know I bust their balls, but they're good guys. They love you. I couldn't have picked better men for you if I'd gone on Craigslist and tried.
She snorted with laughter, prompting a smile from him.
There's my girl.
They'd spent lifetimes together throughout the eons, with Zach as her watcher, marrying her, dying when she did, being reincarnated every life to be together. Lena didn't remember any of it until the Alexander brothers walked into their lives 8 months ago and fulfilled both their prophecy and Zach's. She didn't know before then that in every life, Zach remembered and actively took care of her, fulfilling his role as her protector. Had the Alexander brothers not shown up this time around, when she turned 35, Zach would have married her again, and they would have lived happily ever after until the next go-round. To save Zach's life after Edgar shot him, Lena had agreed to Baba Yaga's terms. In exchange for her men, including Zach, finding happiness, Lena agreed to whatever cruel torture Baba Yaga would put her through. The cruelest torture of all, to know Zach would never again be hers, despite their countless happy years together. Zach sat on a stone bench by the pool and pulled her into his lap. Even with her size 16 frame, he picked her up as if she'd weighed nothing. Since her powers had awakened following her initial mating with the brothers, and now since his mating with Kale, Zach had come into his own supernatural strengths.
Sweetie, what do you see out there?
He asked, pointing to the backyard. She shrugged.
30-some-odd acres of mosquito-infested Florida woods. Why?
Imagine a boatload of shifters all in one place, free to run around. Some need to hunt really big game. Know what they've got a ton of in Yellowstone?
Bison, elk, moose, bears.
Right. Know what else they have in Yellowstone?
Tourists?
He snorted.
Not that. Be a little more specific. Lots of wilderness, open spaces, places to run and shift and be yourself and never see another soul. They have 2 gatherings a year, spring and fall. No one wanted to drag you out there for the last one because we all knew you felt overwhelmed. Okay, yes, the Flag Year's communication skills suck, I'll give you that. I promise I'll have a heart-to-heart chat with good old Uncle Andal about not springing shit on you.
She knew the dragon men still watched from the safety of the kitchen doorway. She snuggled closer to Zach, enjoying the familiar feel of his arms wrapped around her. Before her life did a huge, crazy 180, she thought Zach was gay, enjoyed spending several nights a week with him, and was thoroughly convinced she'd be marrying him at age 35. They jokingly made a pact in college to get married if they were still both single, a pact she'd thought would come true.
Is Kale okay with this? He's not jealous of me, is he? I don't want to cause problems.
No, sugar, he's not jealous. Remember, he grew up with the prophecies. He knows I'm your watcher. He knows I love you.
She closed her eyes and breathed deep, feeling calmer.
They're scared shitless I'm going to set fire to something, aren't they?
A little ass-puckering fear's a good thing to instill in a man sometimes, babe. It'll help you keep them in line.